everyone, Jeff here from HireTrustMarketing.com and the Twitter handle at HireTrust. Happy to have you with us today. We're going to cover three topics in today's podcast. Number one, do you have to be an expert in your niche when you want to take on developing your own information product business, like an ebook business? We're going to answer that question. Number two, when do you know if you're taking on too much? And three, the importance of urgency. All right. Three exciting topics. I'm sure a lot of you are going to be able to relate to at least one of these. These are pretty common questions, by the way. I'm pulling these from the at HireTrust Twitter feed and obviously from the various blog posts that we have over at HireTrustMarketing.com/blog. So if you have a question, hit me up on Twitter at HireTrust and we'll be able to get this on the show and answer your questions. So the first one, do you have to be an expert in your niche? This comes from David within our InfoMarketerZone.com private member site. Really good question by David because, you know, David's one of these guys that has a bunch of ideas for an ebook rolling around in his head. And, you know, I can relate because that's the way we started, right? We had many different markets that we had thought of back when we started in, well, geez, I guess that's in 2000 now. We had some ideas of topics that we thought would be cool. And then we had some ideas that we knew some early information product developers, because the market had really just evolved at that time, were succeeding with. And the challenge for us and for, I think, everyone today as they get into this business is, do you follow sort of your passion? Do you follow your interest? Or do you try and sort of copycat someone else who you know is making money within that particular niche? So here's the answer for you. Ideally, it's both. And why I say that is you've got to find some linkage with your business. There's got to be some inner passion, some inner fire, some interest in your business that fuels you day in, day out. Just because you're starting an information product business doesn't mean this isn't a get quick rich business, right? No business is. No successful medium term, long term business is. So what that means is you got to be in it for the long haul. And if you're in a business, really the only, you know, if you look at anyone that succeeded in any business, it's their passion that brings them through. It's their passion that makes them really love to do what they do every day. It's their passion that makes it seem like it's not work. And so they put in 12, 14 hour days without even really feeling like 12 or 14 hour days. And that's the coolest thing, right? It's when you can do something you love and it doesn't feel like work and it feels like it's mostly fun. Now, everybody has tasks they do that in every business where they'd probably rather not do it. But if you can make sort of 75 to 80% of what you do really something you love or you're passionate or you have an interest in, then great. Now, it doesn't mean that your interest has to be in the topic itself. Your interest could be in how you develop the product. So in other words, you could just have a passion for writing. And in which case, it doesn't so much matter the topic as long as you're getting down and writing, right? So you can pick different markets and you can be happy going to town with those and building your own information product business just because you love writing. Your passion could be selling. You know, if you just love to sell, well, again, it's just a matter of putting products in the right markets and the right spaces and getting out there and doing the thing you love, which is the actual selling of the product. It could be the topic area, right? In which case, you hone in on a topic that you have a passion for. Maybe you're not an expert. Maybe you don't even have any experience right now. But as long as you have a passion and interest, then there is, in my experience, working with hundreds of people and helping them put out their own information products, there's always a way to find a commercial aspect to any market. It may not be the angle you're thinking of today, but you know, inside Info Marketer Zone, we work in the first couple of weeks in the video training portion of the program, we work with you to try and figure out what your angle needs to be a commercial success, right? And there's, you know, drilling into different markets to understand what is selling in that niche, what types of products are selling, what angles are selling, what is the underlying motivation for people buying products. You know, that's the killer motivation and the killer commercial angle you're going to come at to be able to work in the market that you want to, but also produce things that sell and is in front of a tidal wave of demand. Okay, I hope that makes sense. If you still have questions on that, by the way, this is a pretty crucial piece, and it's what stops a lot of people from getting started. So hit me up on at HireTrust on Twitter if you want to ask a question around that. And I'd be happy to elaborate on that a little bit more, because we've worked with a lot of people on this and have a lot of experience sort of aligning people's passions, interests, and finding markets and then turning those into successful ebooks. So hit me up on Twitter about that, or head over to the blog and leave a comment on one of the posts, and we'll be sure to elaborate more on that. So second question, when do you know when you're taking on too much? So this comes from a question from PJ, and this was actually an email question to me, where he outlined that he has a t-shirt business, a design business that he works at, you know, part-time. He just put up some affiliate sites where he's reselling some other ClickBank products and some Amazon products. He is working part-time, right, to sort of pay the bills. And he's in the middle of writing his own ebook and had some questions for me around, you know, writing the ebook. So his question to me was, you know, how do I know if I'm taking on too much? Well, answer to that, PJ, is focus means everything, right? And that is too much. That, you know, you're heading off in four different areas where there's no way you can master any one of those if you continue in those four different directions. Now, obviously the part-time job's paying the bills for now. You may want to have a plan for when you exit that over the next few months, but you certainly don't want to just drop that cold turkey, because that's paying the bills. So you're going to hang on to that one. I think what you really have to do is you have to decide between sort of the affiliate marketing approach, your t-shirt design business, and your ebook business, right? Because what you really want to do is you want to pick the one of those where you see yourself with the most potential and the most alignment, and sort of align those with your goals, both your income goals, but also your personal interest goals and what you're good at, and pick one of them off and leave the other two in the dirt, right? Commit. At the moment you commit and focus, you will notice 1,000% increase in your productivity, reduction in stress, because you're carrying each of these three areas, and your focus will really help you to move ahead in those areas. So by all means, pick which one of those you think is best aligned with your goals. Now, I have a personal bias that I always like to guide people into a business where they're creating their own products, just because I find affiliate marketing is okay as a sort of feel out the market hobby type approach to just understanding the basics of marketing and the basics of whether a product's going to work in a market. But what you really want to do to gain leverage, gain a name for yourself, gain an audience, and eventually keep more of the profit and leverage other partners and salespeople, is to have your own product. So I would strongly urge you to move in that direction. But I'm okay also if you want to, you know, dabble in affiliate marketing for a month or two and figure things out and learn from that. That's fine too. But your ultimate objective should be to kind of get your own product underway. And again, if you have any questions on that, hit me up at Higher Trust over at Higher Trust and Twitter. Okay, we'd be happy to answer more on that. Final question of the day: the importance of urgency. And actually, this has come from a number of questions I have gotten over the last couple of months around people sort of half committing to their business. Right, they're not committing their full effort, not committing their full concentration, not committing, related to the question from PJ. They might be trying to do three or four things at once, not giving 100% focus to their business, or they're putting it off. They're saying, okay, well, I'll start maybe early next year, or I'll start in a couple of months when I get some cycles free. Well, you know, business doesn't work that way. Business success, and really any success in life, has to do with how much energy and focus you're putting on any given thing right now, right? And so there is nothing that can pay off for you bigger than focusing on your desire to start your own business and giving it urgency. That means priority over everything in your life for at least a period of time, a short period of time. Right, these people who believe that you can somehow balance five or six things in your life at once and succeed at any one of them—that's not been my experience in life. Right, it's a nice philosophy, it's a nice thought, but in reality, if you talk to anyone who has dominated in their industry They will talk about the fact that they had to give number one priority and urgency to their activity to be able to get where they are going. I hope I'm not breaking anyone's sort of dreams or breaking anyone's sort of thinking on this. And by all means, I'd be happy to hear your opinion. Shout out to me over at Higher Trust and Twitter, and let me know if you disagree with me. But in my experience, you know, going all out and giving 110% and making it urgency, an urgency really means you have to succeed and you have to succeed now. So you create that image in your mind where the pain of not succeeding is so great that you have to, that you force yourself. It's almost a matter of life and death that you actually get out there and you make some progress in your business towards your goals. And that's the only way, in my mind, that 99% of you are going to succeed. Success doesn't happen through dabbling. It doesn't happen through giving half an effort or thinking or dreaming or wishing. It's urgency, and that urgency is fueled by highly emotional sense of impending doom almost if you don't succeed at what you're trying to do. So keep that in mind. Create those visualizations. Create that urgency in your mind, and you will see all of a sudden your productivity go way up. You will get things done. You will start to see momentum build in your business, and you will see success. Okay, so with that, I'm going to leave that with you for today. I do want you to jump on to Twitter and hit me up at Higher Trust. We'd be glad to hear from you. Leave your questions there. Leave your comments there. I want to hear from you. Any questions you leave, I'll be happy to answer them live here on the show and follow up with you to make sure you get those answered. Anything to do with online business, internet marketing, and entrepreneurialism in general, because I've run several companies and we'll certainly be there to help you. In the meantime, head over to hirertrustmarketing.com/blog, and you can follow all of our content up there. Make comments up there as well, and hope to see you on Twitter. Bye-bye for now.